The Holy Gospel according to John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with them. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that it might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We invite the children to come forward for a message.
Just this one. What? Yeah, it's new. Hey, during the sermon, you can color in back if you want. There's a spot right there.
Jesus,
we need that done.
Loves me, this
just saying.
I know.
For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak,
but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Good morning. Did you hear the gospel reading? Did you know that God talks to us through all our senses? What are our 5 senses? Name one.
Hearing.
What else?
Smell.
What else?
Taste.
Seeing. And?
Feel.
Feel. Good job. Okay, so did you notice which one was most clear in this reading? Smell. Yeah. And why? Yeah, the perfume. Very good. The perfume filled the air. So I wanted to do a little experiment with noses, okay? So I just need, I don't want to do that one first. One volunteer. All right, Nixie. I know, I'll have a lot. And these smelly bags are going to be up. Isn't that exciting? There's smelly bags in church. Up on that table, and during sacred space, you can all go smell, and there's a piece of paper where you can try to guess what it is. Okay, you have to close your eyes. Okay. Well, don't read, don't feel. You're going to smell. Put your nose in the bag. Close your eyes and put your nose in the bag. There you go. What do you think?
Peppermint.
Yeah, you smell peppermint. Very good. There's some peppermint gum in there. You want to see? Make sure you believe me. Okay, you can see in a sacred space. All right. All right. One more. All right. Here we go. Okay, close your eyes. Ooh, you even named the brand Hershey chocolate. Very good. It must have a distinct smell. Okay, now this is smelly enough that I wonder if I wave it around if more of you can smell. All right, close your eyes. Ooh, vinegar is a guess. Close your eyes. You have a guess? This is a hard one. What'd you say? Perfume. Very good. This one smells very strong. And this is actually my perfume that I never wore perfume until my son could not handle me leaving him somewhere. And then I sprayed his blanket with perfume and put it on myself and said, "See, this is what I smell like." He was really little. And so now I have to wear this perfume all the time because now it's what I smell like. All right, but it helped him. That smell helped him feel better. Can you think of any smells that help you feel better? Yeah? What? Flowers. Yeah, nice. What's a smell that helps you? Cookies. Your family. Yeah? Spices. Do you like the smell of spices?
Strawberry.
Oh, my goodness. We could. Okay, one more. Go ahead.
Toasted croissants.
Toasted croissants. That was specific, but I like it. All right. You make sure you share with your family. Okay, the reason we're doing this is because this gospel story that I read, it was the version from John. But John doesn't tell the whole story. And also the other gospels, Matthew and Mark, they tell this story too. And they add some different details. So I wanted to read you a little bit out of this book. So Jesus was at this dinner with some important people, or at least people who thought they were important. And they were his friends, and they were sitting down to eat when a woman walked in. Okay, now John gives her a name of Mary and makes it her house. But the other gospel tellers, they don't give her a name. Oh, well, the gospel writer, John. You're right, there is a John in church today. So she comes in. And they were a little miffed, these people eating dinner. Like, who does she think she is that she can come into this meal? Because they knew her, and they knew she had done some bad things. And they thought of her as a sinner, as someone who just needed to stay away from them. But she walked up to Jesus, and she was carrying very expensive perfume. Now, do you see this picture of a jar there in the corner? Yeah. So that jar isn't like the jars we have today, right? When I think of a jar, I think of something clear that I can see through. I can pour things out. I can maybe feel what's inside there. These jars were sealed. They were totally sealed open. So do you know what she would have had to do to get that perfume out? If there's no way to pour it, oops, I skipped a page. She would have to break it. She would have to break that jar. See that? There's the broken jar. Now, if you break it, can you use it again?
No.
No, you can't.
Well, you could glue it.
You could maybe glue it, but I don't think they had glue. It'd be pretty hard to use again. Yeah. So it was broken open, and she poured it on Jesus' feet, and her tears washed his feet, and she dried his feet with it. And the other people there, they didn't like that. They were kind of angry with her. But do you know what Jesus thought of that? He said, no, she has done a good thing. And he said, what she is doing is the most wonderful thing because she knows who I am. And she is making me ready for this time when I will go to the cross and rise from the empty tomb. And she is doing what God has asked her to do in this moment. All right. So when you smell perfume, you can also think of this story. Because that perfume smell would have filled the house in a broken jar. All right. So let's pray. Your house is not a jar. It would the broken jar would make the whole house smell. Trust me.
I still don't get it.
Okay, we'll talk after. All right. You and me. All right, let's pray. God, thank you for our senses and for speaking to us in so many ways. Help us smell and feel and see.
Help us smell, see,
and taste and hear your love. Amen. All right, you may go back to your seats. And let's see. Cecily, can you carry those bags and put them on that table for me?
Okay.
That little table, thank you. Over here. Well, I was talking with one of my girlfriends this week on video chat, and she was out on a walk in her neighborhood in Montana, so that's kind of fun that we can do that now. And we were talking about seasons of weather. We always start our conversations with weather. We have to compare what's going on here in Montana. But we were talking about how the spring is so motivating to get outside more, to go ahead and go on that walk just a little bit longer. As the sun is out longer, and it might still be cool, but there's sort of a freshness to the air, and the earth starts to turn from brown and white into little buds of color, bringing forth new energy and new life. And it's just starting now, these little openings of spring. And then she said, but you know what I'm noticing is that the birds are settling into their nests right now, which I guess I think of nesting and settling as more of a winter thing. But the birds singing and staying in put is a season for them where they calm a little bit, which I guess is like us too. We all have seasons of life, ones where we are free to fly and ones where we need to sit and rest. And they don't always match up with the weather or with those around us. And we need these seasons because they show us different things and different places of beauty. And I loved what she said, and I thanked her for the introduction to a sermon. It made me think of this woman in our story today. She is a woman in a new season. The Gospel of John gives her the name Mary, but as I was telling the children, Matthew and Mark don't give her a name, but they do tell her story. This woman somehow knew Jesus, at least knew him enough to see who he was and to not be afraid. This woman was brave enough to walk into a meal that she was most likely not invited to enter a place where men of some importance were gathered, eating, having conversation, making decisions, trying to understand what strategy Jesus was going to use next, where the next stop might lead them on their journey with him. And what exactly did he mean about being a Messiah or this death and rising, ushering in a kingdom of God? This woman just walked in. She walked in because she knew Jesus and because she knew herself. She wasn't brave because she was perfect. She wasn't brave because she knew more or was right about something. She wasn't brave because she knew what was going to happen next. Her courage, her ability to come in and pour out herself, her tears, her expensive possession of perfume was a gift. And this was a gift from the Holy Spirit that created an openness to be vulnerable. She knew the things that she had done wrong. She knew where she had the need for forgiveness and where she had the ability to confess and where she could lay down her tears, her thoughts, her emotions, her whole body, her whole self at the feet of God. She is in a season of life where wisdom fills her senses and she follows the call to see God right there in front of her and open her life to that embrace of mercy and love. And she doesn't just open her life before Jesus, although I imagine it probably started that way with a small opening, maybe a crack of the door or lifting the shades a little bit. But as I was explaining to the children, this jar of ointment, of perfume, would have been a closed jar. No one could see inside it. No one could open it for a moment and smell it or taste it to know what was there. These jars were not opened often because they held expensive contents and because they were beautiful to look at. And because once they were opened, there was no going back. They had to be broken to be used. They had to be shattered to bring forth their gift. And the season of this woman's life was one where she could break open that which was precious to her and break open herself in order to do what God was calling her to do, to come forth and anoint and prepare the way with Jesus for a season of new life and promise. And this story is the beginning spring buds on the road to the cross and the empty tomb. So the questions that we may hold in this story for ourselves, what kind of season brings us to the point where we would break a jar and fill the room with a strong smelling scent to show our extravagant confession, our extravagant hope in God's grace and mercy? Or maybe we have to back up a little bit and think about where are the buds beginning to open in your life and in your heart. Because I believe we're all gifted with these openings, with these moments, with these seasons, usually more than once in our lives. It could be a season of doubt and questions. It could be a season of illness or a season of wholeness. It could be a season of confidence and insight or a season of sadness and withdrawal. God uses all of our seasons of life as a way to show us the promise of God's love and the beauty that is in breaking open the jar. Now, we had this Women in Faith Day yesterday and talked a little bit about what are spiritual practices and what does that mean. And one definition that was shared with us was spiritual practices are those ones that bring a rhythm to our life that we return to. And maybe we return daily, maybe we return weekly, maybe we return throughout some seasons of life. And Lent is a season that we think of as a season of spiritual renewal, of bringing us back and returning us to rituals, the rituals of remembering stories, the rituals of talking about these kinds of seasons in our life, to hear from our own hearts and the hearts of others and the heart of God. So we are invited into this type of breaking open space, particularly in Lent. And the Holy Spirit reaches for us where we are, no matter what season of life, no matter what the weather is, no matter what is happening in our hearts and in our minds. Now, this scripture goes on from when she breaks open the jar. And we may want to pay attention and ask this question: what is God's promised response to breaking open at the feet of God? The important people around this woman were not impressed. They continued to tell her a story of judgment, of shame, of condemnation for wastefulness and sin. They didn't really appreciate her breaking open at the feet of Jesus. But the beauty of this story is that the openness of others is not what God relies on. Even though it is not always welcomed or seen as a chance to grow into something beautiful by those around us, in this story, I imagine Jesus even scooting his chair or moving his body a little bit away, separating himself from the harsh words of the table and the justification that Judas brings forward to keep this woman in her place. Jesus moves over and makes room with his words of grace. Leave her alone. She has done this for me. She has seen that coming open before God, seeing God in her midst, will lead her into a new season of life where she can be open to others, where she can care for the poor, free in the gift of extravagance that is displayed here, and set free to move with that same extravagance for others. So as we enter this time of spring and we start to walk nearer to celebrating the empty tomb, we may feel also that pull of opening of the buds inside us. And in this time, we can keep our eyes on the light of that promise, that it is in the laying broken of our lives and open at the feet of God, where we also are given the gift to walk in the path of our callings from the Holy Spirit. God's response to our confession, whether they be in broken jars or desperate prayers or fleeting thoughts sent to the Spirit, God's response is to embrace us back in those arms of grace, to scoot over and make room for things to grow. In the seasons of God, there is always beauty and always mercy, grace, and love. Amen.